Well, there were quite a bit of questions surrounding farm programs while the farm bill lingered in uncertainty. But Florida NRCS Acting State Conservationist Ronnie Gutierrez says, thankfully, a lot of those questions, regarding conservation at least, have been answered.
The limbo that we were in for the farm bill fortunately did not affect our largest program nationwide, which is the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. We were able to continue to take in applications. The formal extension, the official extension of the farm bill in the very first day of January, allowed us to, in addition to EQIP and CSP, start a sign-up period for the Wetland Reserve Program and our other easement program. So we are now formally accepting applications, and we will soon expect to have an actual allocation of funds to Florida that we will be able to use to acquire easements this year, which is a good thing.
In addition, a batching date of March 15th has officially been set for several initiatives, including the Organic Initiative, Seasonal High Tunnel Initiative, On-Farm Energy Initiative, and Longleaf Pine Initiative. For more information on all NRCS programs, log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov or visit with your local USDA Service Center. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.